You may be seated. Welcome, everybody, to this supremely happy and sacred moment where we gather to witness and rejoice in the union of Christopher George Lane and Meredith Grace Lee Clark in marriage. The covenant of marriage is founded on the partnership of two individuals who travel together through the adventures of life with greater strength and passion than they would have without the other. Today, Meredith and Chris come to give themselves to one another, so let us rejoice with them in a union created by friendship, music, intelligence, fun, respect, family, most important of all, love. Chris and Meredith, your own love is so precious. But you've said over and over that the love of your community of family and friends and inspires and sustains you, and you are so grateful for all of them and for everybody here today. And guests, we are not here as bystanders, but as their community who will help them uphold and care for their commitment as husband and wife. And now I invite the parents to stand. Mary and Bruce, Wayne and Gretchen, as parents of Meredith and Chris, you are their root system, the ones with whom they are inextricably linked by life and love. Their marriage unites their families and creates a new one, and they ask for your blessing. And so I ask, do you rejoice with them and pray God's blessing upon their marriage? If so, would you answer, we do.
We do.
Thank you. You may be seated. And now to the community of dearest friends and family, do you vow to support this couple in marriage? If so, will you say with a boldness, we do?
We do.
Okay, great. All right, you too. Now for the little pep talk. Meredith, I remember the happy, happy day that you were born. I remember your childhood, your fervent passion about everything, including an especially lengthy focus on ballet and dolphins. I remember your fiery spirit and the way you rolled your big, big eyes at anything that you thought was weird or disgusting. You rolled your eyes a lot. As a matter of fact, you still do. We saw your brilliance as a student and a musician, your love of Camp Mira Vista, and travel and exploration, and your perseverance as a runner, a law student, and advocate for the earth, and the way you were forever gaga over your dogs, kissing them on the lips. And I often thought, what sort of man will Meredith marry? And voila, Chris, I remember hearing about your vinyl collection. In Meredith's case, it was a chick magnet. And your large and wondrous rambunctious family, and your way with children and love for teaching, and your bluegrass music and fish concerts, and your kind and steady way with people of all types, and your intelligence about how to do life, working and playing with balance and energy for both. And then meeting you and seeing for myself the magic of the two of you as a couple. And so I ask you two, what is it about marriage for two people who are extremely independent, self-sustaining, and fully formed individuals? And you said that you were deeply moved by the experience of the power of us. And so I want to say four things about the power of us in marriage. You guys scoot over here. Okay, good now. Oh, good now. I'm walking this side. The power of us is a comforting presence. Married people can come home at night and share each other's very different days, and share food and affection and music and housework and errands and blankets. The power of us trades in loneliness for companionship. On good days, we process together stress and emotions that might otherwise just sit in the shadows and nag us for days or years. The power of us is a comforting presence that holds us and miraculously strengthens and comforts those in our orbit. Secondly, the power of us is a transforming power. Married people push and pull each other into growth. And in case you haven't noticed, it is not always fun. Married people also create a synergy of talent and energy that reaches out into the neighborhood and family and friendship circles and work and, yes, even the world, and helps people evolve, the transforming power of us. And thirdly, the power of us is a confounding mystery. Why do you deal with money like that? When are you going to mow the lawn like you said you would? You are so emotional. You are so logical. Who thought that you could ever mash potatoes with soy milk? How can we face this terrible thing? How did God get us through what we just went through together? How can you be so different from me and exasperating, and yet I love you with a raw acceptance? Us is a confounding mystery. And fourth, the power of us is a gracious gift that, given attention and nourishment, will continue to unfold throughout a lifetime. Marriage softens our egos, soothes our bodies. It can bring forth children who awaken new parts of our usness. The power of us grows us deeper into our callings, creates a home for the soul and for those who need a sanctuary. The power of us is an investment that, carefully managed, grows unimaginable resources. Us is a gift, a divine gift of grace, not just for us, but for those with whom we work and play and love and serve. But none of this just happens with that legal document called a marriage license. It happens when we give comfort, choose transformation, embrace mystery, give thanks for grace, which takes a lot of time and a lot of patience and a lot of long-haul energy, the kind of energy that gets a kindergartner all the way through high school, or a law passed that protects water sources very far away. It happens when there is compassion, forgiveness, inner work, and lots of communication. And it happens using spiritual language, by the grace that Spirit pours out on us and from us. So today is your day. Today is your power of us, comforting presence, transforming power, confounding mystery, and gracious gift. You'll think of more, but now let us turn to the questions and the vows of marriage that seal your commitment to your journey together in the power of us. Now the questions. Christopher, do you take Meredith to be your wife? Do you commit yourself to her happiness and self-fulfillment as a person? And do you promise to love, honor, and trust her in sickness and in health, in adversity and prosperity, and be true and loyal to her as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Yay. And Meredith, do you take Christopher to be your husband? Do you commit yourself to his happiness and self-fulfillment as a person? Do you promise to love, honor, and trust him in sickness and in health, in adversity and prosperity, and to be true and loyal to him as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Mary Oliver, the beautiful poet, wrote of love, which will be read by Chris's sister, Martha Mary.
I have loved more times than once, thank the Lord. Sometimes it was lasting, whether active or not. Sometimes it was all but ephemeral. Maybe only an afternoon, but not less real for that. They stay in my mind, these beautiful people, or anyway beautiful to me, of which there are so many. You and you and you, whom have the fortune to meet, or maybe missed. Love, love, love. It was the core of my life, from which of course comes the word for the heart. And oh, have I mentioned that some were men, and some were women, and some, and carry my revelation with you, were trees or places, or music flying above the names of their makers, or clouds, or the sun, which was the first and the best, and the most loyal for certain, who looked so faithfully into my eyes each morning. So I imagine such love of the world, its fervency, its shining, innocence, and hunger to give of itself. I imagine this is how it began.
Christopher, take you, Meredith, to be my wife.
I affirm the relationship.
I affirm the relationship we've built.
And I look forward to our future as it unfolds.
And I look forward to our future as it unfolds.
I promise to be loyal and supportive.
I promise to be loyal, faithful, and supportive.
And to give you companionship and friendship.
And to give you companionship, friendship, and love.
Regardless of what challenges the future brings.
Regardless of what challenges the future brings.
I will dedicate myself to growing.
I will dedicate myself to growing with you.
To helping you be your best self.
To helping you be your best self. I will work every day.
To ensure that our relationship and life together.
To ensure that our relationship and our life together.
Has a positive impact.
Has a positive impact on you and on our shared community.
Meredith, take you, Christopher, to be my husband.
I affirm the relationship.
I affirm the relationship we have built.
And I look forward to our future as it unfolds.
And I look forward to our future as it unfolds. I promise to be loyal, faithful, and supportive.
And give you companionship,
friendship, and love.
Regardless of what challenges the future brings.
Regardless of what challenges the future brings. I will dedicate myself to growing with you. And to helping you be your best self.
I will work every day.
I will work every day.
To ensure our relationship and life together.
To ensure our relationship and life together.
Has a positive impact.
Has a positive impact on you. And on our shared community.
I give you this ring as a sign of my love.
I give you this ring as a sign of my love.
That is I invite now the Clark family and other singers to come forward as we sing Come Down, O Love Divine. And the third verse, we invite the whole congregation to sing, and the words are on the back of your program. Meredith and Chris, you have stood in this circle in the presence of God and these beloved witnesses, and you have chosen one another. You have declared your intentions to meet sorrow and joy as one. You have joined hands and exchanged rings, and you have given yourselves heart and soul to this eternal moment. I now pronounce you married. Let all others honor the vows you have proclaimed, and may you carry into your marriage the beauty and the power of this day, the love and support of everyone here and those who are beyond. May you find here the good beginning of your married life. the fruitfulness of many years, and may you grow in the power of us. And to all of you, go forth with open hearts, the generosity of God's grace, the hope of newlyweds, and the power of love. And remain in your places after the recessional. Don't leave, because the photographer is going to stand right up there and take a group picture of this radiant group. And now I introduce to you Christopher Lane and Meredith Lee Clark, husband and wife. To come down here and face that way, and Meredith and Chris will be in the front row, and the wedding party will be. So crowd on down this way. Go forward a bit more, Meredith. Yeah. And perhaps we should move the chairs to the ground, perhaps, or out of the sight.
Yes.
And I think the children who are eligible to stand by themselves, I think, can stand in the front with the bride and groom.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.